This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
Hey, hello everybody. This is Phil Kaplan, and I'm here today with me. Dr. Pompa is not here at the moment. Who knows, he may show up, but gives us a chance to talk. Just you and me. And if we have a chance to talk, there's a lot we can talk about. So I want to start with this. We live in a world that is chaotic. Now, you can quote me on that. We live in a world that is chaotic, and when there is chaos, there is disruption. And when we talk about dis-ease, which really is the absence of ease, things have become difficult, when we talk about the human body's dis-ease, we're really talking about disruption. And it almost serves us to take a step back and go, you know what? Chaotic world, disruption. Chaotic body, disruption, that's going to lead to disease. So I have to take a moment and praise our medical system. Now, for regular listeners, you're going, what? Aren't you the guy who always criticizes? No, I don't criticize our medical system all the time. I think our medical system is incredible. If there is some form of trauma, you know, my dad fell. He had a bad fall in a mall. There was blood coming out of his ear. He was airlifted to a hospital. I mean, he's okay. And you go, hey, thank God for the incredible medical system that we have. When a kid breaks a bone playing sports, we're not worried because we have a good medical system and we have trust in that system. But where the breakdown happens is in this realm of what we can call chronic disease. In the realm of what would be considered almost normal. Now, what does that mean? Almost normal. I've actually heard somebody say that the doctor said they're almost normal. I don't know that it's okay to be almost normal. I think if you're almost normal, you're not normal, right? But what is normal? When we look at a population where 65% of the adults are on a medication, get this, 65% of American adults over the age of 45 are on some type of medication for a chronic disease. What is normal? Is the 65% now considered normal because it's the majority? In other words, is it fair to say that this is just the way things are today? This is normal. We medicate people. Or do we say, no. These are people living with disruption. Normal is complete and total function. Normal is optimal health. I choose B. I say normal is optimal health. So why is it that such a large segment of our population has moved away from optimal health? Well, there are a lot of maybes. But I think a big part of it is this is where the medical system is corrupted or broken. So overall, the system is not bad. And doctors are not bad. They're very good people. They care about you. This is why they went to medical school. But when they step into a system that is set up to function by giving people meds, that's where it becomes corrupted. That's where the compromise happens. That's where the breakdown happens. And understand, if your child grows up and goes to college and then goes to medical school, and in medical school they learn that when you find a disease, you treat it with a pharmaceutical intervention, then they're simply doing what they were taught to do. So it's not a bad person who is examining you and medicating you. It is a flawed system. Now, why do I say it's a flawed system? Because here's what I know. in many, and I would even venture to say in the great majority of cases of the onset of chronic disease, which happens gradually, and I'll get a little more specific in a minute, in the great majority of those cases, at least in my opinion, the condition is fixable, not just preventable, fixable. I would say in pretty close to 100% of the conditions that are onset, they were preventable. I think the great majority are fixable, are reversible, because the disease comes on along a continuum. You don't suddenly get hypothyroidism. It's not like you're talking to somebody who has hypothyroidism and they breathe on you and then you get it. It's gradual. It's a shift. It's a disruption in the body that moves things away from normal. You don't suddenly get type 2 diabetes. It's not like you shouldn't send your kid to school on a given day because there's an outbreak of type 2 diabetes. It doesn't happen that way. It happens over years. So it wasn't a single element that made somebody sick. So it's not reasonable to think that it will be a single element, medication or otherwise, that will get somebody well. It's a process. It requires a shift. It requires a change. And that's not the way our medical system is set up. The medical system operates under the paradigm of find the pain and provide the drug. Diagnose and medicate. Now, you can send me emails. I'll give you my email address, phil@philkaplan.com. You can tell me I'm wrong. You can say I'm misunderstanding. You can say I'm anti. I'm not anti anything. I'm sharing with you reality after working with literally tens of thousands of people, having my own life experience, interviewing and working with doctors and health practitioners from all over the planet. This is a very educated opinion that I'm sharing with you. So we do have this corrupted medical system, and we do have this world of chaos. This chaos has infiltrated our food system. This chaos has infiltrated all of the elements that bring you emotional stress. And emotional stress perpetuates the pain, perpetuates the problem. So if we're going to now take a different stance, if we're going to get... my telephone is ringing. Now hold on, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to answer the telephone because I know who it is. It's Dr. Papa. Dr. Papa? Okay, we are on the air right now. We're on the air.
I'm coming on.
So come on. That's Dr. Papa. He's coming on the air. I'm hanging up on him now. So, okay, you could look at everything I've described and you go, well, in the past, this wasn't the case. In the past, things weren't so crazy. Things weren't so chaotic. Depends how far in the past you want to look. Because I did a little bit of looking. And I'll tell you what prompted it. On a previous show, Dr. Pomp and I were talking, and we were talking about whether supplements and drugs are safe or dangerous. And he threw a comment out there. Is Dr. Pomp here? Okay. He threw a comment out there that heroin, which we now know is one of the most addictive substances on the entire planet, that we know is abused, and that we know has led to a significant number of deaths, heroin was sold as a cough suppressant. So I went and looked, and sure enough, guess who sold heroin? You ready for this? Bayer Pharmaceutical Products. Now hold on, don't start condemning Bayer. I would say they didn't know. Is that true? I don't know. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I believe they had a compound that they found suppresses coughs. And it was certainly a better option in their minds than morphine, which was available then. So they used heroin. Heroin was synthesized from morphine. So why am I sharing this with you? Well, because as we think back, I hear a lot of people say to me, back in the day, there was a lot of experimentation. They didn't have it down. Here's what I want to tell you. Whether it's back in the day or now, if you are facing or moving toward any chronic disease, if your doctor has told you have elevated blood sugar, prediabetes, compromised thyroid production, hypothyroidism, there's music, otherwise I would keep going with the long list, hypertension, I'm going to tell you this, you need to be involved in the fix. This is not a drug that will fix it, it is you. And we'll be back. I say we because Papa's joining me in just a moment.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Papa.
Yeah, I made it.
Welcome. I'm glad. Hey, I started without you.
I could tell.
All right, now hold on. We're not starting over. We're just picking up where we left off. Okay. So, interestingly, the show so far has been relatively chaotic, and that's what I started talking about. Dr. Pop, I said, the world is chaotic, right? The world is chaotic. With chaos comes disruption, correct? So, when you look at disease, when you look at people who are moving away from health, which I mentioned is referred to as almost normal, right? Because it's so common that they go, well, you're almost normal. You just have a blood sugar issue, right? Really, what we're looking at is disruption. So just like the chaos in the environment is disruption, the human body is disrupted, and that's what we refer to as disease. And with that, our medical system is fantastic at treating trauma and acute issues, but not all that good at getting people well when they have chronic disease, and I'm being polite, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I was talking about. And what I led up to was you said on a previous show that heroin was once used as a cough suppressant, correct?
Correct. Yeah, and considered safe, right?
Right. So I looked it up, and it actually not only was heroin offered as cough syrup, it was offered by Bayer.
Yes, so, it was.
Yes, so they sold aspirin, and they sold heroin, right, which was a cough suppressant. So I think that for a very long time in history, people have been reaching out to a pharmaceutical fix, to an herbal fix, to a drug fix. And we live in a society now where these are chaotic diseases. These are disruption. Right. And because it is not a single cause, it is not going to be a single fix. So I think this is where people are a little misled, is if you catch a bug, right? People say, I caught the bug. If you catch the bug, now there's a bug and maybe a fix will get rid of the bug. But when you have a chronic disease, it's not a bug. It's a process of disruption. So the fix has to be multifaceted. I would say there's no drug that will fix it. You must be involved in the fix. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree. And, you know, one of the reasons why I was late on the call, I just got back from a cancer summit. So in my mind, I don't even know what day it was talking about disruption and chaos. You know, but in this cancer summit.
It's Saturday morning. I'm just telling you. It's Saturday morning.
That's good, because now I know. Now I know.
Right.
So I forgot we moved the show to Saturday morning. That was the problem. Anyways, you know, all the experts from around the world, literally the top cancer experts that have been in the cancer world and really have moved to a more natural approach. Now, some of them use combinations of things, right? Chemo, etc. However, most of them have moved completely away from it. And it was just the most interesting summit I've ever been to. But what you just said applies to exactly what everyone has come to the conclusion of, is that it is a multi-therapeutic approach. It is this combination of things that works, but it is getting to the cause and the real disruption. And really, modern medicine as we know it has failed completely with this chronic epidemic of cancer and other diseases, as you just pointed out.
So there are these rumblings. You know, sometimes you could look and just see on the internet, you know, some of the rumblings of people being jaded or people being upset. And they'll very often refer to it used to be, right? There used to be a time that the doctor really cared. There used to be a time that the medications really worked. Well, I would say, you know, in line with what you brought to my attention, that it used to be a time they prescribed heroin because they didn't know any better. So let's stop looking backwards at what used to be. If we look backwards, you're going to find the tapeworm diet. You familiar with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, the tapeworm diet. Because if you put a tapeworm in your gut, it eats the food you eat.
Sure.
This is not fiction. This is real. And the premise was, eat all you want and always stay thin. So it wasn't even if you're fat, right? This was sold. This was promoted. Everyone should do it. Because even if you're not fat, here's a beautiful thing. You could just eat anything you want. The tapeworms will eat it up.
Yeah.
And by the way, these were, you know how they put like words on labels like enriched, right? They'll stick a word on a label that somehow makes it look better. On the tapeworm labels, I'm telling you the truth here, it said sanitized. These weren't dirty tapeworms. These were sanitized tapeworms. So I'm just saying, people, stop looking backwards and having this false belief that back in the day, everything was fine. Back in the day, we didn't have stress existing as it does today. Back in the day, we didn't have chemicals in our foods and environment the way we do today. There's no looking back. And what I'm asking you to do is, here's where you look. You want to know where you look? You look in the mirror. That's where you look, because that's where you're going to find the fix. Now, can you recruit some health practitioners to guide you and help you? Absolutely. Are there therapies that can help you? Absolutely. But ultimately, my belief, and I'll ask Dr. Pop if he agrees with this, the answer is with the person you're looking at in the mirror. You've got to take ownership. You've got to take responsibility. Stop condemning the system and then looking for another doctor within that system, right? I mean, this is what people do. They go, oh, no, he didn't help me. He just gave me this drug. I'm going to go to a different doctor who gave me a different drug. And if that doesn't work, I go to a different doctor who gave me a different drug. That's pretty close to insanity. Right? It's going around the wheel again and again and again. So stop, look in the mirror, and go, oh, you're the person who's going to help me. How? Well, multi-therapeutic is the way Dr. Papa says it. Multifaceted. Mm-hmm. You've got to exercise. There has to be some kind of exercise. This doesn't mean you have to join a gym. It doesn't even mean you have to buy running shoes. But there has to be some way that you appropriately stress the body to allow it to recover. You've got to eat organically. This doesn't mean become vegan. It means you've got to start to create a distinction between what comes from nature and what doesn't. You've got to sleep. Now, these things sound so simplistic, right? Where's the drug? This is not heroin and this is not tapeworms. This is really simplistic. You've got to alleviate stress. Easier said than done, but it begins with what Dr. Papa will tell every one of his clients. Get away from the source that is stressing you. Ultimately, there is a source that is causing you stress. This is not the sole cause of the condition, but it is the initiator. And until you get away from that, it is the perpetuator. So, is there anybody who will get well without taking ownership of their physical condition through exercise and recovery, by making better food choices, by sleeping and alleviating stress? Is there anybody with a chronic disease who will not benefit from that? I'm going to venture, no.
Impossible. Impossible. And you know what? You may get a short-term example, right? I mean, I heard many people stand up and give different testimonies this weekend at the cancer conference. And they said, many of them said, yeah, well, I did this chemotherapy 8 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and it was considered a cure, only to come back. So they walked around for 5, 8 years, 10 years, thinking they were well, but they weren't, because they never got rid of the cause. They just killed a bunch of cells, only to come back in another cancer. So all was another cancer. All thought they were healed. All were not, because they didn't get upstream far enough. So there you have it. There's
the
real answer.
I'm telling you, get away from this illusion that back in the day, medicine fixed everyone. You're in a good place right now. You just got to take responsibility. We'll be back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. around. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Pompa, we're talking about a lot of stuff, all right? We've talking. I need a grammar correction. We've spoken about a lot of things. We've spoken about a lot of things, including heroin and tapeworms. That's not typical, right? We don't often talk about heroin and tapeworms. So while we're down this path, you familiar with trepanation?
No. Trepidation?
Well, I would have trepidation about trepanation. Trepanation is an age-old fix for epilepsy, for stress, even for migraines. Here's what they do. They take a metal device that's pointy, and they jam it into your skull so that you have a hole in your skull. That's the fix. That's trepanation.
I've heard of it, actually.
Now, there was a time that this was really a procedure that was accepted. Making a hole in the skull. Now, I'm going to tell you something really interesting, maybe bizarre. There's a whole movement today of people who insist that this should be done. That there is, because now they've perfected the instrument. I mean, no longer do they just jam an object into your head. You know, now they have these very precise drills that they could go through the skull. And the idea is, you know, when a baby is born, there's that soft spot where there's no actual bone covering the brain. So at that time, the brain is allowed to grow and flourish and blood flow increases. Then the skull constricts the brain. So the idea here is, if you just sort of open up that space again, you're returning to the pure state where your brain can function optimally, because it's not much different than leeches for bloodletting, right? And I'm sharing this because when I looked up heroin as a cough suppressant, I found all of these old cures, and it strikes me how hypocritical it is when people go, no, back in the day, like there's this illusion that before medicine became so concerned with drugs, it was perfect. And it was far from perfect. So I just think it's time to stop blaming the doctors. It's time to stop blaming the drug companies. It's time to stop blaming everyone else, the food companies. It's time to start owning that you have progressed in a direction that is the result of your doing. Doesn't mean you did it on purpose.
But unknowingly.
Unknowingly.
Yeah,
you know? Dan, we've spoken many times about when I got sick, it was from mold, and my lawyer said never go back in the building, and I was so stubborn, I went back in the building and spent months in there as it was being repaired. Yeah. Had I listened? So I have to take responsibility. It doesn't mean that I went, no, I'm going to get myself sick, right? But yeah. I have to look back and go, you know what? I did something that led to the perpetuation of what we would call a disease. And the same is true with you. You went and had some mercury fillings out. You had good intentions. You didn't go going, I'm going to make myself sick. So many lesser people would blame the dentist, would blame the system. But, you know, you didn't know any better. And this is how we learn. So you're hearing from two people who've learned. And I think they're giving you the same advice. Dr. Papa, how do you deal with this when you talk to so many different people from all parts of the country, all dealing with chronic disease, when it seems human nature wants to search for a fix from an external source? In other words, they land on you because every other doctor has failed them. And now they want you to fix them. And you've got to turn the corner and go, hey, pal, I can't fix you. I'm only going to guide you. You know, how does that sit with them?
Everything's expectation, right? So, you know, it doesn't sit well with some people. You know, I'm at the point now, Phil, as you know, I'm at the point in my life and career that I interview people before I take them on as a client. And first thing I get them to understand, it's coaching. I'm going to be teaching you in the next 8 months, 10 months to learn your way out, to learn a process that will give you your life back. So the expectation is, and I'm going to get you well in 8 months. And if they're not, if that doesn't sit well with them, I don't want to waste their time. I don't want to waste mine. I teach, you know this. You teach at my seminars, and this is what I tell the doctors. This is a novel concept because everybody has the expectation that, oh, I'm going to see this doctor, be treated for X amount of months, and I'm going to be well. Fact is today, chronic disease takes 20, 30, 40 years of an accumulation of certain toxins and lifestyle habits and pathways and genes that get turned on over years. And they expect, unfortunately, to take a few things, get a few treatments, and be well. And the case is just simply that's not the way it is. You know, it took me years to get my life back. I'm healthier today than before I even knew I was sick. If someone is willing to be coached, learn the process with an expectation of learning this multi-therapeutic approach, then I work with them. But Phil, it's just not the case. Some people still want the pill or the treatment, but that's not the answer today.
You know, it was really interesting when I started researching, you know, prompted by this idea of heroin as it, because I think the point I was looking to make, or the point that I was looking to validate, is that I hear people talk about the old-time family doctor with reverence, you know. I hear people talk about the way things used to be,
right.
And I hear them criticizing the medical system as if it has changed into this real evil monster. Mm-hmm. And the fact is it has changed, but it was never in a place where it was fixing type 2 diabetes.
True.
And all of the diseases that people come to you for. Never. This didn't exist. So there's this flawed belief. It's kind of this delusion that there was a time that medicine was great for that stuff. And the truth is, there wasn't an epidemic. That's the reality. It's not that
That's
medicine
right.
was great.
That's right.
It's just that there wasn't an epidemic. So when you realize that things have changed, I would say because of mankind's actions, you are responsible for your own.
Yeah.
So the mistake really, before you blame and point the finger at the doctor, the mistake is, as Dr. Pompa pointed out, the expectation that the doctor will fix you. The doctor will help you if he is, in fact, educated and informed, and if he has a history of helping people get well from your particular malady. But he's not going to do it for you for one simple reason. It's not possible.
Yeah, I love what you said. You know, it's we have to look at what has changed. Right. Has medicine changed? You know, yes, medicine's changed. You know, but the approach hasn't changed, right? I mean, it was still, even back in the turn of the century, it was still take this for this. right, which philosophically is wrong, and there's a time and a place to do that. However, what has changed is our environments. What has changed is the way we live our lifestyle, the things we're putting in our body, the type of chemicals that we're exposed to today than we weren't then. You know, but it's amazing when you look at the history even of cancer, and this is one disease, and we could look at the history of many different chronic conditions. But, you know, we still believe that we catch cancer unknowingly. You know, there was an amazing presentation by one of the world's leading scientists on cancer. And he has debunked the gene theory of cancer. The billions being spent on cancer research that all these billionaires are giving to because they fear it as well is being spent on genomic research or genomic answers, meaning the answers in your gene. And his proof is showing it's disproven. It's not. There's very few, 1 to 2% that, you know, are solidly genetic types of cancers, if that. But yet it's been disproven scientifically. Nobody's challenging him because it's the truth and it's a fact. And by the way, as early as the early 1900s, a gentleman named Otto Warburg showed the very same thing. That cancer is a metabolic problem, meaning that it's a cellular issue, and not to confuse anybody, it has something to do with toxins damaging something in your cells called mitochondria, but it has nothing to do with genes. The genes come later. Bad genes get turned on, but yet we're looking to cure cancer by genetic processes, and it's never going to happen because it's what comes later. It's not what causes it. And yet the billions are being spent there. You know, and when you hear these top scientists who are struggling getting the funding because it's not a in vogue thing that drug companies are looking for. It's sad and true, but there's an answer, but it's not the answer that typically people think.
Yeah, you know, maybe this is for another show, but you mentioned Otto Warburg. You know that book you read, Man's Search for Meaning?
Yeah.
There's an interesting tie-in here when you look at his life story. I'm just saying that to you, so we can talk about it after the show. But we'll be back to wrap it up after this. This is Health Seekers Radio.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
So, Dr. Pompa, I'm glad that you went to that conference. I'm glad that you came back feeling more empowered and also validating a lot of what you suspected, you know, even further. And I think the single point that I want people to take away from today's show is stop this belief that the medical system went bad. Are there flaws? Yes. Has it been corrupted? Yes, absolutely. Is it the solution or the last stop for curing your chronic disease? No, it isn't. Mm-hmm. But it didn't go bad in that way. It wasn't that it once worked and now it doesn't work anymore. So I hear that, and I think it's time to kind of put the brakes on that, because that is just an abdication of responsibility. That's going, you know what, there was a time they would have helped me, but now they won't help me. There was never a time they would have helped you the way you're looking for help. There was always an opportunity to help yourself, you know, and that exists now. And when you find practitioners like Dr. Pompa, then you get pathways to help yourself. Then you get protocols. Then you get answers. But there's nobody who can do it for you. And this may not be what you want to hear. I mean, you may go looking for another show right now because you're going, you know what, this Kaplan and Pompa guy, they're saying I have to do it. I don't want to do it. Okay, then embrace that disease because it's not going anywhere. It's going to be around for a very, very long time. Once you take ownership of it, you start the process of getting well. You know, you're familiar with the name Dr. Heimlich, correct?
Uh-huh.
Dr. Heimlich proposed a solution for AIDS. Do you know what it was? Malaria. I'm not kidding. If you look this up, Dr. Heimlich determined or suspected that malaria kills the HIV virus. You know why? Because it kills syphilis. So there was actually a time where malaria, injecting the malaria virus into somebody, would kill syphilis. What's the problem with that, though?
Well, you create something else.
Yeah, now suddenly you have malaria.
Not getting to the real cause is another problem, by the way.
Right. But I want to make a point I made earlier before you came on. Here's the difference between that and what we're talking about. If you, in fact, have contracted syphilis, there was a moment that you contracted syphilis. It wasn't gradual. You actually took an action that put you in contact with a bug that moved into your body as the host, right? So when there is, in fact, an intrusion, then, in fact, there may be something else that could take care of that bug. Doesn't mean it's always a fix, because it may lead to something else. But when we talk about chronic disease, Dr. Pompa, can you just kind of give your really strong explanation of the difference between somebody contracting a sudden infection and experiencing the onset of something chronic.
Yeah, interesting. This is a whole show. The whole germ theory has been debated for years, right? All the way from Louis Pasteur to Koch. I mean, you can go down the list because they thought, boy, I tell you, if we can figure out how to kill these guys, these bacteria, viruses, then we're going to solve every disease. And then there was the other group that said, wait a minute, these things are around us, and it's not about catching them. It's about the terrain, how strong the immune system is to defending it. And, you know, we're kind of moving, Phil, back to that because, you know, I think through the post-World War II era, antibiotics, we thought we literally were going to cure all disease, and now we realize we've created more. So there was a time where, hey, you take an antibiotic and kill something, and there's a time to do that, but we realize that doing that, we've wiped out the terrain, and now we're defenseless, and now bacteria have evolved, and now we have all these new infections, new bacteria that we can't fix. And so now we're realizing, holy cow, even these bacteria we thought were bad actually are doing good things. So this is a very complicated topic, but the difference, to answer your question, is, you know, years of accumulating toxins from a bad lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera. Disease starts, you know, at the cellular level for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and then manifests itself into a headache one day, low energy. Whereas, yes, you can be exposed to syphilis and all of a sudden in one day be sick after an exposure the next. So, there is, you know, that difference of acute and chronic illness. But what we're experiencing today is more chronic in nature, not the acute. But even then, there's a whole topic.
So I know that we're running short on time. I want to make sure, because it's a theme that I think we visited many times in many different ways, and it is the theme of responsibility. But I really think that is the single most important message for a listener of a radio show or a viewer of a website, because as they're searching for the answer, if they're searching for something external of them, they will keep searching and searching and searching. I'm being very definitive when I say it doesn't exist. If you are looking for the external drug practice treatment that will fix your chronic disease, I'm being very strong here. I'm not being wishy-washy in the least. It does not exist. So I think there's an inclination, if a listener hears this, they go, I'm going to go look somewhere else. These guys are negative. Not negative. Extremely positive. Because here's the message. You can get rid of the disease. You're listening to two people who lived the onset of something chronic and came out the other side.
That's right.
So this is not fiction. This is not hyperbole. This is not just making stuff up. This is why Dr. Pompa does what he does. But the prerequisite, if he could wave a banner before anybody contacted him, it would be, are you willing to be involved in the cure? So I want you to just drive that home, because if anybody now is thinking, oh, well, these guys just don't know how to help me, you're not going to find the person who knows how to help you unless you take a look in the mirror.
Well, look, you know, I said it. You don't need another doctor, although I am one. You don't need another practitioner, although I am one. You need to be coached. You need a coach. Because what you're saying, Phil, is true. You need to learn the causation. You need to learn how to get your life back. It's a process. Phil, what three supplements gave you your life back? What three? Were there three?
No.
Was there one? Was there five?
No.
No. Yeah, neither of us. Although we came back from chronic illness, which most people do not. They end up on medication, supplement, medication, stuff. Down the road, only spiraling down, not up. We never, ever talk about this one thing, three things, five things. You know, there's a way out, and it's not through that thing. You know, antibiotics, if we used them appropriately as a tool, but once we came up with antibiotics, everyone kept living their lives. And now we've created more disease because of them. And that's not my opinion. That's one of the quotes from one of the early inventors of antibiotics. Says that arguably, even though that lives have been saved from antibiotics, says that he believed that we actually killed more because of them than the lives saved. Now, if your life was saved by an antibiotic, you're glad you're on that side. But the point is this, is that if we look at one thing, whether it's an antibiotic or vitamin D or fish oil or a probiotic, and think that's the answer, you're mistaken. You need to be coached, taught a process that not just gave Phil and my life back, but thousands of others. If you're to the point where you're not willing to learn or take part in your own rescue, then you're not willing, you're not ready to get well. And, you know, through an interview process, myself and the doctors that I train were clever enough to be able to figure out those who are willing to take process or take that action, I should say, and take part in their own rescue, learn the process. And again, it's not necessarily easy, but it's the answer.
Well, it's also the word dis-ease means the absence of ease. I mean, it's not easy to live with disease. So if anybody retreats because the solution is not easy, but take a look at the alternative, because living with disease by definition is not easy. So I just, you got to be willing. You got to find that strength. You know, you got to find the power of will to say enough. Enough. I'm no longer am I going to be misled. No longer am I going to be a victim. And it's interesting you asked me the question about the supplements, because I can remember going to, you know, workshops or talks where other people, you know, before I found the solution, I would search, right? So I'd be in a workshop, and it's almost like people were writing or exchanging, you know, try this supplement, buy from this company, you know, get here, get this essential oil. And rather than listening to the information, they're networking, trying to find the three supplements that did it.
True.
When the truth is, there is none.
I saw it this weekend. I saw a group of people who come to these seminars that are, you know, battling cancer, and I saw them looking for the three. I saw them looking for the miracle in a pill. However, when you have private conversation with the ones who got their life back and, you know, years ago, it's none of those things existed.
Yeah,
right?
You know, for those who do want to go back and, you know, look at before medicine got corrupted, here are some intriguing things. There was a time that they used metal hooks in the urethra for bladder stones. That's fun, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a picture here. I'm looking online. There's a picture of the metal hook. Think about inserting. They also used a hot iron to cure hemorrhoids. So I'm just telling you, before you think about how great medicine was in the past, look in the mirror.
I think that would cure hemorrhoids. However, what are you left with?
We're out of time. We'll be back on the next show. Phil Kaplan, Dr. Popper on Health Seekers Radio. See you next time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.